We are joined by Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. He is, well, lawyer extraordinaire, attorney extraordinaire, barrister extraordinaire. He's extraordinary. There's no other way to put it. You know what else is extraordinary? Well, maybe not, because it's not surprising. What Kamala K. Harris said, our alleged vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. I say alleged because she has much bigger plans and had the, what would you call it? That would that be a Freudian slip? What kind of slip was that?
I think so. Yeah, Freudian slip.
Well,
she said the quiet part out loud.
Yes. Well, I mean, in her mind, at least for that moment, she shared it with the world. It's not going to be a Biden administration, and I'm going to play it for everyone, and we'll talk about it after you hear this.
You need to make sure you have a president in the White House who actually sees you, who understands your needs, who understands the dignity of your work, and who has your back. A Harris administration together with Joe Biden as the president of the United States, the Biden-Harris administration will have access, provide access to $100 billion in low-interest loans and investments from minority business owners.
The Harris administration. Now, Jeff, I don't think there's many people out there who doubt that it will be the Harris administration, because many people believe that within a day or two, or maybe a little bit more, of Joe Biden, if he's elected, getting sworn in, his own party will turn on him and say that he's just having some issues, and they'll invoke the 25th Amendment or some way to get him out and make Harris the president. But that's a big slip for her. I've never heard of any vice presidential candidate calling it their administration.
No, it's not typically done that way. I mean, the protocol is usually that the administration is referred to as the, you know, whoever the president is. You don't normally mention the vice president first and don't even mention the president, but they did. So, you know, this is just kind of, it's to me, and I don't agree with Joe Biden's political positions, but I think it's really cruel what they're putting him through.
Yes.
You know, this is a guy, you can say what you want about what he's done in politics, but this is a guy who, during the last administration, he was kind of the adult in the room and got a lot of the deals done with the Republicans at the last minute. And for them to just drag him through this and just trash his legacy as this doddering old man, hiding in a basement, it's really wrong. I shame on his wife for going along with this. But it just shows you the extent that one political party really wants to be back in power.
Well, I saw a story today, and you may have seen it, that Jill Biden did not want Kamala Harris or Kamala. What is it? Kamala? Kamala? I still don't know. Everybody says it different. That's why I call it K. Harris now. But anyway, she, Jill Biden, does not like Harris because she feels it'll be a right. Basically, Jill Biden wants to be the one pulling the strings, like I think it happened with Woodrow Wilson's wife and Ronald Reagan's wife, Nancy Reagan, where they were really calling the shots for a while. I think Jill Biden, well, I don't think I read, and maybe I think it too, that Jill Biden wants the power. Now, Joe Biden, he's got a special relationship with teleprompters, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know, last week there was was on Fox News with his media advisor, media guy, was being interviewed by Bret Baier. And Bret Baier is one of, you know, along with Chris Wallace, is one of these kind of more the old school Walter Cronkite independent journalists, right? And he occasionally asks tough questions and the questions that nobody else wants to ask. And Bret Baier asked this guy, this TJ Ducklow, if Biden is using a teleprompter during interviews. You know, every politician uses teleprompters during speeches. But the question is he hiding in his basement using a teleprompter to answer questions? Because it seems like that all the time, especially a week previous when he said to somebody, bring it closer, when he was doing a town hall. And the advisor, rather than just saying no, which if the answer was no, you could have just said that, got really defensive and deflected. And now there was some more evidence that came out. He was doing an interview, I think this was a while ago, with James Corden on the Late Late Show. And he had held up a framed photo of him and his two sons from years ago. And there was, of course, there's glass on the the picture, and it's, reflecting. And you can clearly see a teleprompter, and there's green letters, green words, and blue words. So not only are they pumping in the answer, they're pumping in the question to him too, and he's reading it on a teleprompter.
Well, and that's why I'm convinced if there is, and we're not sure there will be, but if in 2 weeks there is a debate, he will insist to be in his own place or separate from Trump so they can use the teleprompter for him to answer. They're not going to put him out there on his own.
But the thing is that Trump is smarter than the average Republican. Because the Republicans have been known historically as the stupid party. He seems to be a little less stupid than they are. He'll call him on that. He'll say, if we're going to be remote, we need to have monitors there to be able to verify whether or not he's got a teleprompter going, being fed the questions. I think they've even made some inference to that already, because he did an interview last week with Jake Tapper from CNN, and it was a disaster. And Tapper even tried to save him on some questions and just gave up. And he had this blank stare, like, I can't help you, bud. Making comments about North Korea is closer to a nuclear weapon than ever before because of what Donald Trump did when they fired off 3 tests of nuclear weapons when Biden was vice president.
Well, and also, there was also video of Biden saying, bring it closer. He couldn't read the teleprompter, and was telling his people to get closer for him.
Right. Yeah, that was a town hall he did the previous week. Yeah. So he's clearly is when he's off the teleprompter. And we saw that again yesterday with the old man in the field speech, where he's swatting at flies and saying things. He made a comment at one point. He was touting something about the Obama-Biden administration, and this was just the beginning and what he was going to do if they got reelected. So now he's running for reelection with Barack Obama. He's just a disaster when he's off the teleprompter.
Well, didn't he say also, I'm Joe Biden and I'm running for the U.S. Senate? This was something he said within the last few months. He got
I think that's probably what prompted them to put the teleprompter in the basement with him when he kept saying things like that.
And again, so many people are in denial about his condition. And maybe I'm cynical about it. Trump has a lot of gaffes too, but he has, when you look at percentage of gaffes, they're not like Biden. Now, I want to go on to many much more important stuff, and I have to preface it by saying, in the dog show world, it's not a naughty word to use the term bitch, because that's what the dogs are referred to.
That is the scientific name for a female dog.
Yes. And you have a winning bitch, is that right?
Yes, our Nova Scotia duck tolling retriever Poppy, as some listeners may recall, she has been honorable mention on 3 and Out in the past for when she wins titles, certain titles. And if you end up with the top female dog in the ring, gets the award for winner's bitch, and the second place gets winner's reserve winner's bitch. So she was at a dog show. They were up in Cambridge this last week. My wife Jennifer was handling her, and with all the COVID procedures, it was show and go. I wasn't even allowed to go. You had to wear masks outdoors. There was no grooming there, indoors like they normally do. You had to do everything outdoors. All the Tim Walz lockdown measures, but they were able to do a dog show, first one of the year.
Wait, Jeff, I got to ask you, I got to interrupt. Did they make the dog wear a mask?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
They didn't. No, they stopped that at that point.
Okay.
So Poppy took on Thursday, she did get a winner's bitch title, and on Sunday she got reserve winner's bitch.
Wow. Well, all I can say is, Jeff,
a bitch in performance.
That winner's bitch. Congratulations to Poppy. And Jeff O'Brien, congratulations to you for being the, what are you? I mean, are you Poppy's papa? I mean,
I think so.
Sort of. Yeah.
I refer to her as I'm the road crew.
All right. The roadie. All right. Jeff O'Brien, thank you so much from Chestnut Cambrone. Jeff, looking forward to talking to you again real soon. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.